Good Monday morning, and thank you for choosing WVIK Quad Cities NPR News. It's 9:04, and this is Jim O'Hara. Illinois is now once again home to a federally recognized tribal nation. Peter Medlin has more.
175 years ago, Potawatomi Chief Chabanet left his home in DeKalb County to visit family in Kansas. He returned home to find that the U.S. government had illegally sold 1,280 acres of his northern Illinois land. The tribe says that the U.S. Department of the Interior has now placed portions of that land into a trust for the Prairie Band Potawatomi Nation. Prairie Band Chairman Joseph Rupnik, who is Chabanet's fourth-generation great-grandson, said in the announcement that it was a step towards righting a historical wrong and continuing their place as an original part of DeKalb County. Democratic Representative Lauren Underwood's 14th congressional district includes the area now in the trust. According to the statement, she applauded the move and said she's proud to represent the first federally recognized reservation in Illinois. I'm Peter Medlin.
WVIK Quad Cities weather today: increasing clouds, high around 67 with breezy conditions. Tonight, mostly cloudy, breezy, low around 50, and a slight chance of showers. For Tuesday, partly sunny, windy, 40% chance of showers in the morning, and a high near 69. Coming up on Think, wildfire and hurricane seasons are growing more severe, forcing more Americans to rethink where they live, where people might eventually resettle, and the cities that could capitalize on that forced migration. That's at noon today on Think, right here on WVIK, Quad Cities NPR. This is Jim O'Hara. You're listening to BBC's NewsHour.